Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm ready, Daisy.
Yeah, you're ready, but
I can't do it without my lipsil. Hold on.
Judith can't find her lipsil.
No, I can't find my lipsil.
Don't talk over the
dressing.
Do you remember? We're not allowed to talk over the...
Well, you ignored me when I told you not to do that.
Can't remember what it's called. What is it? A signature tune?
Yes, one rule for you and another one for me.
That's exactly how the world goes round.
I found the lipstick. It's all right now.
Oh, you're lipsticking?
Only because I couldn't find my lipsil.
The things we need.
I can't know anything without lipsil and a hanky,
I have to say to our listeners, oh, hello, everybody, by
hello.
The way. Oh, a man got me on Twitter, you know, like they do. They track you down on the Twitter.
What do you mean they tracked you down
on
the
Twitter? Well, he just told me on the Twitter that the podcast needed proper introductions.
Did he?
Yes,
well,
he did.
Actually, he's probably right.
Well, he probably is, but I told him he wasn't.
Oh, you...
I said, just don't listen if you don't like it.
Oh, that's a nice way to alienate our listeners.
Yeah, I'm sorry, mate. Come back. All is forgiven.
Back.
Well, listen, we're going to try it your way.
So what a minute.
We'll
was
try
he saying,
your way,
was
mister.
He saying introductions to the show, as we like to call it?
He didn't
it.
Know what was going on, bless him.
Oh, well, yeah.
They're a bit slow, aren't they,
yeah,
fellas?
Yeah, they are a bit slow, yeah.
Hey?
Yeah. But I do care. Every week I write you a note. And I say, you know, reminder of mission statement. Do you say anything? Oh, no.
I'm wayward. That's
you
my
are
problem.
Wayward.
Okay, right, let's start with some introductions then.
Okay. For your friend.
Okay, he's not my friend, but he might be right.
In this instance.
Yes. My name's Jenny Eclair.
And my name's Judith Holder. And why are we here, Jenny?
Together, we are here to do a podcast that goes by the name of
Older and
Wider.
Yeah,
well, not Older and Wiser. God, get it right. Older and Wider. And we have our producer here. We have Podcast Daisy, who twiddles the buttons.
Podcast Daisy.
Yeah, and today we'll be talking about all sorts of things, but I'm going to kick off with the fact that Judith has had an old lady incident. You've had a little old lady accident, Judith. You have.
For a minute there, I wondered where you were going with that and what I'd told you.
You haven't wet yourself, that's okay, but you have. What have you done? What have you done, Judith?
Well, are you looking at my glasses?
Yes, I
am. I've sat on the glasses and one arm has gone, whoa!
Oh, they're misshapen now.
They're misshapen and even, look, they won't lie flat. Look at that.
No, you won't be able to get those in any kind of glasses case.
No, but worse than that, I put them on.
Oh, dear.
And they're
on the slant. It looks like, you know when Morecambe and Wise used to do the comedy sketches?
Oh, I do.
He used to tilt his glasses all around his face.
He did, and he used to do that, up and down.
Yeah, you're doing it. It's not good podcast stuff, by the way. The man that criticised our podcast won't be impressed by that.
No, but it's annoying because I can feel the glasses going. They're just the line of vision is kind of diagonal.
You're so on the tilt in those glasses. You're going to have to go to an opticians. I need to try and say optometrist then. I couldn't quite get around it. Talking about old lady accidents today.
Yes.
I nearly broke my neck.
Did you? Did you fall out? Did you have a fall?
God, there'd be quite a few people that would cheer if that happened. I nearly had a fall. Do you know why?
No.
I was trying to avoid holding the rail at Denmark Hill train station.
Why?
Well, it's near King's and I was thinking Corona.
Oh, of course you were. Germs.
Yes, King's College Hospital.
I see where you're coming from.
Hotbed of germs
of
and tropical diseases. Well, it's not actually, but, you know, it could be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a massive teaching hospital in southeast London on my doorstep.
Yeah.
So I came down the steps and I thought, don't touch the handrail, Jenny, because
good thinking.
I love my fingerless gloves, but it does mean that I'm open to infection.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm not saying, you know, that I'm not going to wear the fingerless gloves because I love my fingerless gloves.
Good.
But it means my fingers are a source of contagion.
Indeed. Isn't there a way of holding them without, with sort of, not with your fingertips on them?
Well, I
probably doesn't work.
It doesn't really work. So
no.
I just thought, go down the steps without holding. Well, I nearly tripped.
Did you miss a step?
You know, I had that unfortunate jolt when I just managed to save myself.
Oh, I do.
Yes.
Phew.
I know.
Phew.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been wearing gloves for that very reason. And I can feel myself now going to a door. I just did it just now. And I kind of, you know, I try to use, either I've got gloves on or I try to sort of use, you know, your sleeve end.
I was thinking about getting a box of latex gloves. What are our thoughts? No, seriously. Because do you not think that they are a better barrier?
Well, I'm sure they are. What do you mean, just to sort of dispose of in general?
Yes.
Well, why don't you just wear ordinary gloves?
Well, then the infection is going to be on the gloves. And should you rinse those every night? Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I hadn't taken the worry forward in the way that you just have.
Well, I just want I'm trying to prime you to get you up and running for your worry group that you've been prescribed by your doctor.
No, I think that's a nice handy one to throw in.
Yeah.
Like a little, you know, like in a goodie bag that you just throw in the cheap little sweetie.
I think you should arrive in the latex gloves and do sort of a presentation of your worries whilst doing jazz hands in the latex gloves.
Yeah. No, I can absolutely. No, I quite like this one.
Okay.
Have you got any latex? Have you got one of those little boxes full?
Well, they're easy to get. Chores. I haven't got any. No,
oh,
of course
they
I haven't. Have you
marvellous.
Got some?
They are marvellous.
What do you use them for? Do you use them for
sex games?
Well,
because if I please, no. I don't, but I suppose they might be quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're brilliant when you're cleaning. Because if you want to get really round the rim of a toilet,
I never ever want to get round the rim of a toilet.
I can see it's not reaching anyway. It's not going through.
I'm so glad to be short-sighted sometimes. I really have no idea what the rim of my toilet is actually like.
You know, well, best not to look then, I think, if you've neglected it. But yes, no, it's great. You can do all that sort of stuff. You just chuck them away. It's not even like you rubber gloves that you might then feel like you might need to wash with some washing up liquid. Painting, marvellous. Not oil painting, although there is a lady in our class that wears them.
Well, she doesn't trust you lot. She doesn't know where you've been. She knows you travel. She knows you've been to China in the last 6 months.
Yeah. I can see how it might escalate quite badly, though, can't you? You know, the whole thing, the disposable sort of...
Well, also, those disposable gloves, are they biodegradable? Are we just adding...
Of course not.
Oh, God, we're just stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, we are.
So anyway, Judith, let's go.
Yes.
Let's keep to our notes today.
Okay.
So it says program one. Mm. Yeah. My show and tell. Well, Judith, would you like to start?
I will start and I will stand because this dress that I am wearing, I made it.
Well, yeah. Do you know what? I am going to compliment the dress.
Well,
What you've done is the normal shift dress that we have seen you in before.
That's right, because it's my second model of it.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was the fourth or fifth. But the shift dress. But what you've done is that you have adapted the sleeve, and we have a puff sleeve, long sleeve, with a puff, a proper puff at the wrist.
You like those?
Very, very much indeed.
Do you?
I think the sleeve is a triumph. What's happened at the neck?
Yeah, well, yes, you see, it's the same neck as last time. It's
a cowl.
That neck?
A cowl.
Yeah. It was very tricky. The neck was quite tricky, and the sleeves were bloody tricky.
I can imagine.
But the fabric is rubbish, isn't it? I mean, it's like a sacking. Thing.
It is very oatmeal.
It's very oatmeal.
It's very oatmeal.
The colour is
I think it's a bit porridge.
We're
blending in. If you wanted to hide in a big bowl of porridge, Judith, that would be the dress. However, it's a great shape.
It's a good shape, but I think the trouble is the woman in the shop, I was at one section of the materials looking at things, and she basically said, no, come over here, look at these kind of blankety sort of things.
Blanket
and she
fabric.
Said, yeah, it is. I mean, honestly, I think I look like I've made it out of something the Red Cross has just handed out as a sort of, you know, a big environmental disaster.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, you're saying the words. Don't put those words in my mouth.
No, well,
it's what you're saying.
But you see, this is the problem with making your own clothes, isn't it? And I think this dress represents the sort of tipping point. I could now pack it all up and pack it in and never do it again.
Well, that's a silly thing to say.
Well, because this cost £52, this material.
Oh, right.
See what I mean?
Maybe you could tie-dye it. I've been watching Next in Fashion. They did was it on Next in Fashion they did tie-dye or was it Project Runway? I'm getting too confused.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Oh, because I'm binging. I'm binging
Are
on
you?
That. Yeah,
Are
I've got
you?
Two fashion competitions going neck and neck at the same time. And I prefer Next in Fashion because I think it's a kinder, more supportive environment for the designers.
And I think that's the way we're all going.
I think it is. I think we've got to stop the bitching, stop the carping. And this, listen, I've got to stop that as well because I'm already in trouble today. I've already got in trouble twice.
What have you done?
It's only halfway through the day. One I don't want to talk about, but the other one, I've written this article for The Independent about verbal manspreading.
Oh, yeah.
And it was triggered.
Did you make up that phrase?
Yes, I did.
It's very good.
On the spot.
It's very good.
While I was having an argument with a bloke.
Oh,
and I was
right.
telling him why I was so angry. Oh, and I said, this is just another case of verbal manspreading. And I am sick to death of it.
Go on then. Well, you better know. It's
in the article, which has been in The Independent, but I'm getting quite a lot of flack from blokes saying it's not just blokes. And I kind of, to give them their credit, let's face it, we know it's not just blokes. But in my recent experience, it has been predominantly men that have been very naughty on the verbal manspreading.
So what do you mean by verbal manspreading?
Talking as loud as they like for as long as they like about what they like in front of whoever they like on public transport. Find spaces. So I get on this train, the man gets on, he's having a business meeting on his phone, and he is so loud and he's so cocky, and it's just all this talk. And so I move down as many carriages as I can until I come to the end of the train, and then the train's full. I can't move anywhere else.
You can still hear him.
I can still hear him, and we get off at Blackfriars, and I, for some reason, I decided to say something. I said, I don't know whether you're... Because, honestly, for a couple of stops, I just thought, oh, well, he's got headphones in. He's no idea how loud he's been.
Yeah.
So on the platform, I said, I don't know whether you're aware of this, but every single person on that train was could hear every single word of your business conversation. Well, he rounded on me.
Did he?
Oh, yeah, he did.
He
went instantly nasty and said, what business is it of yours? But in a really nasty way. I said, it's none of my business, but you made it my business because I couldn't get away from you.
Yes, quite.
He was still on the phone to his business person and he called me a mad old woman.
Oh!
Well, I saw red. I did. I have to say, girls, I went, the red mist came down. And I went, oh, fuck off! Like that. Not realising that the deserted Blackfriars station was not quite as deserted as I had thought. And there was a mother and her three-year-old child walking past at the time. I think and the child got the fuck off. And apparently looked at me in askance. And I, you know, I don't swear in front of strangers' children. I swear in front of my friends' children, obviously. Well, they tend to be in their 30s. Then another man joins in. He admits that he doesn't know what our original argument is about, but he says that I am a disgrace to myself, swearing in front of children in public. And I'm now being attacked, I feel,
Jenny.
On two sides. I'm being
Did you have an
hounded.
Umbrella or anything to whack somebody with?
No, it's just this you know, this terribly smug moral high ground that this other man had taken and was sort of like, you know, on the other bloke's side without having been, you know, party to the argument. And it just got ugly. And you know what I'm like? I just flare up like a thing, you know, like a rocket. And then as I come down, I feel all weepy and shaky and sort of, you know. Anyway, I just said to the second bloke, I said, you know, you weren't there. You don't know what happened. I'm just sick of this constant verbal manspreading that goes on public transport.
Yeah.
And I do think women are guilty of it as well.
But yes, it does take some courage because, you know, you think, well, they might whack you one. But do you know, in your situation, what would have absolutely pissed me off, and this is relevant, isn't it, to our podcast, is when he said, you're a mad old woman.
Yeah,
that word old.
I'm dealing with a mad old woman.
Because that has happened to me several times. If I've complained about somebody with their feet up on the seat in a train or, you know.
Why can't it just be a mad woman?
Yeah, it's the mad old woman. It's like that's the final kind of thing. Oh, she's old. She's bloody, you know, yeah.
Yeah, and of course she's going to be ridiculous.
And
she's
it is
old.
A really
insulting word. It's a trigger point, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a trigger point. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, so what happened? Did you have to walk along with this man?
Yeah, because you know, Blackfriars Station, it's really long.
Oh,
and it takes about 5 minutes to get to the barriers. And then I arrived I was having a meeting with my publishers. By the time I got there, I was just absolutely drenched in my own sweat.
Nice.
There's a great little clip of Bob Mortimer, actually, on social media at the moment, from his Twitter feed, where he's taking the piss out of those blokes that talk really loudly on trains.
Oh, yeah.
And in that sort of, you know, because I was feeling a bit, oh, God, what have I done? And then I saw this clip of Bob Mortimer, and I thought, no, Bob Mortimer knows exactly.
I think we all know exactly. Maybe we should compete. You know, maybe if you come across someone like that, maybe that's what you should do, is just really talk loudly as if you're talking to somebody at home. Just like, just join in.
I just get my phone out. Don't make a call, but pretend I'm talking
pretend
to you.
Pretend you talk,
and talk about my probably my ovaries or my vagina. Yeah, something like that. Very, very loudly.
Yeah,
anyway, while we're on show and tell.
Yes.
Well, you know that this
she's
weekend...
She's getting the yellow bag out. Sorry, turmeric bag out.
Linen sack.
Look at the size of that bag.
It's, you know, it's, well, it's half full of medication. It's got my tapestry in there. It's got... Anyway, what it has got in... I got up early this morning. You know, over the weekend, the two of you, I went on a marmalade slash soda bread making course.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I did, Judith.
Bloody hell. I think I'm exerting my influence on you. I think slowly but surely.
We're turning into each other. It's a terrifying two-headed monster. I can only apologise to everybody. I'm really, really sorry.
I think you might be right. Fancy this. Have you got a pot of your marmalade?
No, I haven't got... Don't be ridiculous. That is liquid gold. Or
how liquid is it?
Not liquid at all. It's set.
That's what I wanted to test.
I tell you, we did two methods of marmalade making.
I didn't know there were two methods. Go on.
There you go, Judith. It was at a place called Bell House in Dulwich. I didn't get a freebie this time. I actually paid, but it was £12 for the day. £12 for the day. You got two jars of marmalade to bring home and a tea towel.
Oh, wow.
You really can't
bloody
say further.
Hell. Oh, that's a that. Day out.
It was a day out. Took my friend Jane, that's a set designer for the television.
Oh, yeah.
So me and my friend Jane, we went to Bell House to do the soda bread and marmalade course.
Wait a minute. You haven't told me what the two methods are.
Two methods of marmalade making, Judith, are.
Yeah, go on.
Listen hard. Which one do you do? Do you cut your oranges first before boiling, or do you boil your oranges whole first?
Well, I always cut them before boiling, but it's a bloody palaver.
There is a method where you boil them whole and then you cut them after.
I
but
like
believe
it.
Me... both methods have got elements of palaver.
But then it must be a big squashy mess.
Sticky mess.
Did you use
and
scissors?
Then you have to.
I'd have used scissors on that.
No, we didn't. We didn't because that no. No, Judith, we didn't. I don't know what to say to that. I'm not that experienced, but all I know is that we didn't use scissors.
And did you use muslin? I never know how to say that properly.
Well, you don't say muslin.
Yeah, I know. Well, whenever I arrive at that moment where I've got to choose the two words,
my sister made that mistake when she was choosing some curtaining material in John Lewis. So anyway, muslin.
Yes. Bags. You used some of that, did you?
Well, yes. You know those sick cloths you get for babies, that the muslins?
Oh, we used to have loads of those.
We used to have loads of them.
In our changing
get
bag.
Get clean ones. Yeah. Remember you used to have one over your shoulder all the time when they used to posset. Do you remember the word posset?
I do. But then there's lemon posset, isn't there?
Yeah, I know. That's why I've never been able to order lemon posset ever, because I just think it was baby sick in a bowl.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Ridiculous.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So you've got two jars. Now, it's setting it that's the problem,
well,
isn't it?
No, because we left it boiling until we did the wrinkle test on the cold plate.
Yeah, oh, I know all about the wrinkle test. But you have to. I think the problem is that you have to get it to exactly the right temperature, don't you?
We didn't have a thermometer.
Didn't you?
No, we just boiled it hard. And we kept the plate.
Yeah, yeah. I know about the plates in the freezer. I know all about that.
Oh,
you're telling me stuff like I didn't know about. I got the badge for that bloody about decades ago.
Yeah, I've never done it before. I won't do it again. But it in between waiting for the
marmalade
to boil up hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Made soda bread.
Did you?
Made soda bread, which is, honestly, I can't tell you
how impressed I am.
Well, I can't let my sister...
This is the woman that couldn't make soup last year.
Well.
You've got some?
I've got some.
Hold on a minute. It's in a Tesco packet. Are you sure you haven't to get that from Tesco?
Weirdly, I think it's Marks and Spencer's.
How do I know?
Hold on, it's Sainsbury's Taste the Difference because this says Panda Campan.
Oh, all right. Okay. I'll give it you.
Right, there's...
Wow. Ooh,
that's for you, Judith, to take home. Shiny. And that's for you, Daisy, to take home.
Wow.
I suggest you toast
it.
It's weighty, isn't it? Yes, it's solid.
Weighty.
It's a solid bread. Daisy's sniffing it. I made that this morning. I got up at 10 to 8.
You did not.
You're fucking ungrateful, you two.
Really?
I'm not going to bother again. I got up at 10 to 8. Yes, you know me. I like a lion.
This is astonishing. You really are turning into the Queen's Girl Guide.
I think when you get home, you toast a bit of that and put some either butter or cream cheese or something on
it. Well, I've got some hummus for lunch. Am I allowed to have a dip in?
Yes, you can. There's a toaster in the kitchen here at Avalon Towers.
Can't you just have it kind of raw like that?
You might want it raw. It's a little bit solid. I think it could have done with 2 more minutes in the oven. You know, you meant to knock it on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes a sort of dull...
It's hollow, kind of hollow sound.
It didn't sound hollow.
You know, all the tricks of the
I didn't know that trick properly. I just didn't know what sound it was meant to make.
Mm.
I thought, I can't bother to look up a soda bread knocking sound on the YouTube.
But this is very impressive. Thank you.
So, what? I'm looking at our notes again, and I've got a note from you. It says, Jenny.
Yes.
You are in the last knockings of your 50s.
Well,
is that
really
even a sentence?
Are. Well, I think you knew what I meant. But no, you really are. How many weeks is it now before the big 6-0?
It's just gone beyond. I've got no idea what date it is. I'm telling you to my mother. I actually will be sad to say goodbye to my 50s. I think my 50s have been quite good. I mean, they've been dominated mostly by the menopause. And we've got somewhere booked, finally.
For your birthday?
Mm.
Am I coming?
No, you're not, Judith.
We're not even going to a party. You're not even having a...
No, I'm getting away from it all.
Intimate dinner or anything like that.
No,
so we get nothing.
You get
your
nothing.
Your friends get nothing.
Well, no, my friends get nothing out of my birthday. But I don't expect presents either because
well,
you don't...
I should hope not.
You don't get presents unless you have a party. Them's
indeed,
the rules.
Indeed.
So...
Right, so what are you doing?
We're going to Stockholm.
Oh.
Yes, it's not
Sweden.
Japan. Sweden. It's a bit different from Japan.
I think I've been to Stockholm.
I think, well, I'd hope you remember
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I have. Well, I get them all mixed up. I get Oslo,
yeah.
Stockholm.
Copenhagen.
Reykjavik, Copenhagen. They've all merged into one sort of beetroot and herring type venue. Cold.
Yes, yes, but we have been together to Iceland. Hey, listen,
that's
I know
Reykjavik,
that.
Reykjavik, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know that storm? We had Kira first. We had Kira. That trapped my sister up north with my mum. My mum was horrified. Trapped with my sister. Trapped.
Oh, I see what you mean. Your sister was trapped up north with your mother.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. My poor mum.
Well, you still went to the cabin of that cruise ship, but anyway, where they've been in quarantine.
Oh, that is a terrible situation. And then my friends, Jane and Paul, not marmalade making Jane, another one, remember?
You knew two Janes.
Seven Janes in my class at school.
Yeah.
And they were meant to be flying to Iceland last weekend.
Oh.
And Dennis came in, their flight to Iceland was cancelled. They booked a flight to Stockholm to go on Monday, and that was cancelled.
Gosh.
And they managed to get another flight to Stockholm, but their 48 hours in Stockholm came down to 36.
Oh, dear. That's miserable, isn't it?
So we're walking very fast around Stockholm.
Yeah. Well, actually, there's a woman in my art class who had just come back from Madeira through one of those storms.
Yeah.
And I'm going to Madeira next week. So, you know, it was
Are you next week?
Yes. Actually, this week. So it was on my antenna, you know, flight, Madeira, because she was talking about it. And so I sort of zoned in.
Yeah.
And she said it was the most terrifying experience of her life because the plane was just absolutely dropping and sliding and all that sort of stuff.
Well, my friend that's just flown to Stockholm, she sent me a text this morning saying very, very bumpy flight. And she said, I nearly vomited. And then she did a little emoji of green sick coming out of a yellow face. Like they do, the young people, but she's not. She's 60, my friend.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Over now. It's over.
Yeah, not for me it isn't.
Oh,
it's
in the storms.
It might be. It might be. By the way, talking about emojis, why do the young people put aubergines? What's the aubergine emoji thing?
I think it's a wanking thing.
No.
I think it means stick this up your arse.
You're joking.
Well, doesn't it?
We're both looking at Daisy. Is that right?
Stick it up your arse.
Well, willies.
Yeah, cocks. Mm. Aubergine, who's been sending aubergines?
How can you stick an aubergine up a... What?
Well, you know what people are like. They'll do anything. Go into any A&E department.
Why not a banana or a...
Not big enough. You want the full sensation. Literally, the full sensation.
What? And how?
Yes, I know. I think you experiment with the smaller end first, and then as you sort of get more and more excited...
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have no idea.
Yeah. Sluice it down, chop it up, make a nice baba ganoush. Who's been
you? Oh, Stockholm, yes.
Yeah, Stockholm. So we're going back to Stockholm.
Yeah, let's go back to Stockholm.
Okay.
Do you like beetroot?
I love beetroot.
Good, Judith. You'll be fine.
My
dill.
My wee will not be a normal colour for at least a month.
Yes, and herrings? Do you like herring?
I don't like herring. I'm not doing herring, but I do like smoked salmon. I do like dill.
Okay.
So I'm happy with those things.
Good.
I like an open sandwich because you're very partial. And apparently the photography museum has got a very good cafe for open sandwiches with a view.
I'm thinking tea towels as well.
Oh, God, I might even treat myself to a fridge magnet. You're only 60 once, aren't we? The relief of booking a holiday. I mean, you're very good at this.
Yes, I am quite good at it, yeah.
I get into such a spin.
Well, you do.
Got no holiday confidence whatsoever.
No, but I know what you mean. I mean, and sometimes I get it horribly wrong, but it was very easy when you just went and sat in Thomas Cook's, wasn't it? And you said to the woman, oh, we'd like to go then. And, you know, they used to show you a picture of the pool.
And they used to get those massive catalogues out. Thousands of little white hotels with millions of windows.
Right. And you used to put the corner down, didn't you?
Yeah,
the ones
they
you
all
liked.
Looked exactly the bloody same.
Of course they did. Of course they were the same.
Yeah, all inclusive. Mm. I think what you'll have in Madeira, if they're having an early spring like we are, I think you're going to get a lot of tulips and daffodils
Nice. Yes. It'd be lovely to swim outside. That's what I'm
Do you think you're going to do that?
Oh, I hope so. Well, you know me. I mean, yes.
Yeah, but it's only February.
March. But I'll probably brave it.
Where?
I'm quite intrepid, as you know.
Is there a beach at Madeira?
Yeah, I think it might be one of those volcanic jobs.
Oh,
but there's
Judith,
an outdoor pool. I don't think it's heated. But no, Now I'm looking forward to that, apart from the flight.
Oh, yeah.
And being on holiday with a man, get this, who's got hearing aids, Jenny.
Yeah. Well, I feel sorry for him now because now he's got no excuse not to hear you. I mean, is it double or single?
Double.
Okay. Yeah, I've never noticed Mike being hard of hearing.
Well, I think he's normally okay, but it's when you...
You've worn his ears out.
I might have done. No, he came home with them yesterday and it is a bit of a shock. It's kind of started with the Mint Imperials in the car. And this seems to be the continuation, is the hearing aids.
Okay. And are they very subtle? Because there are new ones now.
Well, he's got the NHS ones at the moment.
Are they round the back of the ear?
Yeah, they are. I think they're all round the back of the ear.
Get little peas that you insert into your ear.
Can you?
To be quite honest. Remember when we had, was it Angela Barnes who came in here?
Yes.
And she had, congenital deafness or deafness problem. And she had state-of-the-art hearing aids that were controlled by her iPhone. Do you not remember? So
of
she could
she
go
did.
Into a restaurant and
That's
put it on restaurant
right.
setting and all that kind of thing.
Wow.
So I think that if it's going to be an ongoing problem and
That's
Mike's not
idea.
That old, it's something to throw a bit of money at if you can.
Because he doesn't have very much hair, you know, which is, I mean, for me, it wouldn't be too bad because I could cover it with some hair and you could. But actually for men, it is quite sort of
Would you have to be able to cover it with his white white mane.
Yes, he would. Yes, he would.
But I think he would enjoy deafness. I think that, you know, he's kind of looking forward to it because it means that he could just completely tune me out.
Zone out from us.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so
At least he's been and got it and tackled it and, you know.
Yes.
Was your television very loud?
Kind of annoying.
Listen, I mean, I had to put the subtitles on because I'm a bit hard of hearing, and I find if I have the subtitles on as well, I don't need it at full volume. Now, whilst we're on health, I've got to mention, today is the Friday, the 21st of February, and I'm making an announcement today.
Oh, go on.
I'm pregnant.
With dog?
Yeah. I'm going to have a puppy. I'm going to have a litter of tiny baby dachshunds. Oh,
yes,
would you like one?
I would like one.
No, it's not as exciting as that. I've got that, my non-fiction title's being announced today. It's coming out on the 2nd of July, The Older and Wider. So it's part of this podcast, and it's called A Survivor's Guide to the Menopause. So you are mentioned throughout it. So I get sick of typing Podcast Judith. Podcast Judith
dear,
says this.
Podcast
Judith, blah, blah, blah. And anyway, so that's that.
Lovely.
Yes, it's a sort of practical guide with a few laughs in it.
Fantastic. That's very exciting.
Now then, we could go into our art roundup very quickly before we have our lunch because I'm
desperate for my lunch now.
Well, I'm going to see
roundup,
how
then.
Desperate
roundup.
You are as to whether you eat that lump of bread that's
drying
out.
I'm going to have a go. Have a bash.
Films. Let's do a film roundup.
Parasite.
Have you seen it?
I have seen it.
What did you
think? Have you not seen
it? No, not yet.
Well, it's marvellous, actually.
See, everyone's saying
it. Yeah, it is kind of marvellous. And the best black comedy I think I've ever seen. I mean,
my friend Julie says it's the best film she's ever seen.
Oh, I think that's probably overstating it.
Yeah, but you think The Sound of Music is the best film you've ever seen.
Well, this is very true. But it's a breath of fresh air to see something that isn't sort of based in the state somehow or Notting Hill or, you know, all of that. So it's great to be in a sort of different kind of culture. It's very funny and very slapstick and very dark.
Okay, I'm
it's
liking
good.
It.
It's really good.
It's on at the local.
What have you seen?
Well, Judith, I don't know what's wrong with me sometimes. I don't know what's wrong with me. I went 25 hours late to go to a film that I'd booked for online. 25 hours
get
later.
Get another diary mess up again.
Yeah, another diary
this
mess up.
This is becoming a bit serial.
So we arrive on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, and he looks at the tickets and he said, you booked for Saturday, 5 o'clock.
Oh, God.
25 hours late, 25 hours late.
Did they let you in?
Of course not.
Oh,
well, the film had started. It was a different time on Sunday. It had started at, it started at 5 o'clock.
What were you supposed to be seeing?
Emma.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, you know, I get confused. And I know Emma's not a complicated film, but I'm not going in an hour late. Oh, and I went a bit weepy and I went a bit fainty. I did make quite a big song and dance about it. And he said, I'll tell you what.
An old woman, please take pity.
Yeah, I did all that.
Yeah.
I looked very hurt.
Yeah.
And then I sort of said, I'm sorry, Jeff, I've spoiled your Valentine weekend treat, all that. And they said, listen, we'll swap these tickets. We'll let you come on Monday.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that kind?
Yeah,
East Dunks
that's
Picture
nice.
House, so thank you.
Yeah.
And do you know what? It's a visual feast.
Is it?
Oh, it's the prettiest
bonnets.
Film.
Bonnets.
Prettiest film I've ever seen. I just thought, I wish my mum was here because, you know, on a big screen she'd probably be able to see everything and it's just so...
Is it a ladies' film?
Oh, it's... Yeah, but Jeff loved it.
Yeah.
He's
one of us, isn't he?
He has tendencies. Yes, he does. He doesn't mind. He doesn't have that sort of, you know, thing where he just goes, oh, I'm not going to see that. It's a girl's film. He just doesn't have that.
No.
And equally, you know, sort of, so when he wants to see something a bit more boyish, I don't go, I'm not going to see that about war. Or, you know, no. And we went out for dinner after we made a night of it.
Lovely.
Yeah. Right, listen, we're going to have our lunch now. It's been an absolute pleasure.
What have you got for lunch?
I've got something from Lyon. I've got I've got a chicken satay.
A chicken satay?
Yeah.
That is unusual.
Oh, yeah.
I've got some hummus.
Well, it'll go very nicely on that very heavy bread.
I think it will.
You might need a nap afterwards.
Bye!
Bye! If you enjoy Older and Wider and would like to support the podcast, please like, subscribe and share.
Tell your friends about it. We need some more subscribers and reviews.
You find us on iTunes. Mind you, if you're not listening to this, you know... Oh, kind of fighting a losing battle.
No, it's not. Come on.
You can email the show at olderwiderpod@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter, should you fancy that, at Jenny Eclair.
And me on at Grey Pride UK. I never know what my Twitter handle is. Is that what it's called, a Twitter handle?
Thank Whenever you see Grey, you say Grey Pride, I always imagine you as a big, proud squirrel.
Do you?
Big, proud grey squirrel.
Do you?
Sitting there proudly, yes.
Busying away.
Yeah, with a nut, a great nut.
Gonna have to take that.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.